Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, July 22nd. I'm reading from the New International Version, and we're in the book of Luke today, chapter 18, starting in verse 35, and we'll go through verse 43, which is the end of the chapter. We're just reading one little story today on this Saturday about the blind beggar receiving his sight from Jesus. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He called out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord, I want to see," he replied. Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has healed you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they also praised God. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word. If you have been traveling along with us on this journey of reading from creation to new creation, you may have caught, as I did, what the blind beggar cried out as the title when he called out for Jesus. He called him the Son of David. In other words, this man said, "You are the one we've been expecting. You are the long-awaited king in the line of David. You are the branch, the righteous branch that came up from the stump of Jesse." All of this is laden in the title, Son of David. And so Jesus recognizes the man's faith and he heals him. It's curious. He says, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the man says, "Lord, I want to see." And for us today, I think that is a prayer as well. Lord, I want to see where you have me at work today. Lord, if it be your will, I want to see why this is happening. Lord, I want to see how you are at work even when I cannot understand it. Lord, I want to see you do marvelous things in the midst of my family, our church, our community, and our world. And in that regard, we want to pray alongside our brothers and sisters in faith around the world and also for a country that greatly needs you. On Operation World's website today, they are praying for the country of Italy. For one reason, they're praying because there's so much crime and organized crime in the country. So they want us to pray for Christians to live out kingdom values as they face difficult decisions. And then also, it talks about how Christianity used to thrive in Italy, but today the majority of Italians are Roman Catholic by culture, but many distrust the church. And so they want us to pray for God to remove the many barriers that keep people from understanding the gospel. Will you pray with me? Lord, we thank you for your word. Help us to be a people of sight, that we see in the ways that you see, and that you give us vision for our purpose and vision for your will. We pray for those in Italy who are brothers and sisters in the faith. We pray that you would help them to be strong in the midst of the troubles that they are experiencing, the organized crime and the corruption in the systems of law in Italy. And we also pray, Lord, that the secularism that is coming into Italy or has for many years been in Italy would be eradicated, and Lord, that your church would rise up and that you would remove the many barriers that keep people from understanding your gospel. We thank you, Lord, for the ways that you work in us. We thank you for the hope that we can have that a little bitty prayer can make a difference because of faith in you and what you're doing. We love you, Lord. We pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.